Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. This is Vrindavan Mahi Mamrita class, May 23rd, 2021. I'm locked down here with Radharani and Thakur Madangopal and Giridhari Shyam and Radharaman and Kunjeshri and Gurudev and Prabhupada and all the birds and squirrels and all the other living entities and Rajavasis in the atmosphere outside the door. This is a nice verse about determination to live in Rajavas. It's a long verse, I'll just read the English translation. This is a verse about determination to live in Raj. Let everyone criticize me by calling out, he's a thief, he's wretched and degraded. Or otherwise people can tie me up and beat me, even if I suffer a host of unbearable tortures, still I will stay in Vrindavan. So this is a beautiful determination of Prabhupada Saraswati, who came and lived in Raj for 20, 30 years, doing bhajan and showing how much adhyatmic, adhivotika klesh, suffering is caused by other living entities. People are criticizing you or chastising you or tying you up. But no matter what, he's saying, still I will stay in Vrindavan. Well, this is appreciated, such determination to live in Braj. Means taking shelter of Krishna ultimately. Another translation of 434, Vrindavan Mahi Mamrita. Calling out, he's a thief, he's wretched and degraded, cursing, hitting, and tying me up. Let everyone give trouble to my faultless body. Let my body suffer a host of unbearable tortures. Let my body stay in Vrindavan. Well, this is welcome determination. Not that as soon as we get a sniffle, we run out of Vrindavan and go to Apollo Hospital in Delhi. So we determine to live here, no matter what happens. So many things, as you live here many years, so many things will happen to your body and your mind. Your mind will criticize, and your mind will find fault. And the minds and other people, adhivotika, adhyatmika, klesha, and miseries, and it's too hot, the environment, adi daivika, too hot, too cold, too dry, too wet. It's difficult to live in Vrindavan, but those who surrender and live in Vrindavan will be rewarded by Krishna at the time of leaving their body. This is a beautiful verse. Chapter 5, Sattika 5. The glories of Radhakund. These are glories of Radhakund. Beautiful Sanskrit verse. Ananta Hari Radhika, Madhura Kali Brinde Sada. Maha Adbhutam. Aho Maharas Chamatkritinam Nidim Mahojwalam Mahasu Surabhatamam Shabrindavane Smaran Mada Tadishri Dayata Divyakundam Numaha. I glorify the love maddened Ishri. I glorify the love-maddened Ishri Radha's favorite transcendental kund. Smaran Tadishri. Smaran Unmad Tadishri. that Ishri Radha, who is maddened by love, Smaran, erotic love, Smaran Unmad, Dayata Divya Kundam, Numa, Numa means offer obeisance, offer respects. I glorify love maddened Ishri's favorite transcendental kund. It's her Dayata, Dayata Divya Kundam. Another way of describing Radhakund is Dayata Divya Kundam. Dayata means the favorite, beloved, transcendental kund, playful kund. This Radhakund is which is eternal. He's eternally very wonderful, with Radhika Hari's endless Ananta Hari Radhika Madhura Keli Brinde. Radhakund is eternally very wonderful, Maha Adbhutam, with Radhika Hari's endless sweet pastimes, which are a huge ocean of great wonder of transcendental mellows. This is an amazing glorification of Radhakund. It's a dear, it's a transcendental, playful place. A dear, it's Dayatakund. It's not Radhakund, it's Dayat, it's Radha. It's Ishri Dayata, Dayata Divya Kundam. It's the dearest, most beloved transcendental kund of Radharani. Another translation to Satic 5, verse 11. In Vrindavan, let us glorify the passionate queen's favorite transcendental lake, Radhakund, which is eternally very wonderful, with Radhika Hari's endless sweet pastimes, which is an ocean of great wonders of the nectar of transcendental mellows, which is very splendid and fragrant. This is extreme beautiful glorification of Radhakund. It's eternally the place of Radhika Hari's endless sweet pastimes. It's passionate Radharani, Smaranamad Ishri. Passionate Ishri, Radharani's favorite transcendental lake. Dayata Divya Kundam. Dayata Divya Kundam Radhakund Kijai. Now the next verse in Satika 5, number 12, he glorifies Shyamakund. That verse 11 is glorifying Radhakund. So he says, Yadvari Sprishatam Sato Rasamayi Kapyadbhuta Chetaso Riti Sadya Udeti Tatra Viharati Anandamurti Dvayam Shudananga Rasaika Lasya Paramotkarshanam Sugorojvala Shamam Kundam Idam Shayema Paramam Vrindatavi Mandanam. I take shelter of Shamakund, which is the ornament of Sri Vrindavan Dham, Vrindatavi Mandanam. Shriyema Paramam Vrindatavi Mandanam. I take shelter of Shraya Shriyama. I take shelter of Shamakund, which is the topmost ornament in Vrindavan. Paramam Vrindatavi Mandanam. Just by touching the waters of Shamakund, Varis Frishatam, one experiences a wonderful feeling within one's heart. Just by touching the water, just by touching Shamakund, one experiences a wonderful feeling within the heart. Anybody who's come here and bathed here has know what that means. Shamakund is the abode of the mellows of, is the abode of the mellows of pure conjugal pastimes. The waters of Shamakund appear like shining gold. The most blissful young divine couple always engaged in pastimes in Shamakund. Another translation, let me take shelter of that Shamakund that is Vrindavan's greatest ornament, where the two splendid fair and dark forms, Raksh Krishna, of bliss, enjoy the ultimate dance of the nectar of pure amorous pastimes, and where the water's touch makes a wonderful sweetness rise in the heart. So this is wonderful sweetness arises in the heart from touching Shamakund's waters. Rasamayi Adbhuta Chetaso. Rises in the heart, rises in the mind, rises in the consciousness. Amazing Rasamayi, rasa-filled sweetness. So this is a statement from Prabhupada Saraswati. So to prove it, you have to come here and bathe in Shamakund and experience this amazing sweetness you'll experience in your heart. It's the sweetness of Krishna's love for Radharani. It's the sweetness of Shamras. Krishna's Shamakund is full of Shamras, Krishna's intense love for Radharani. This next verse is an amazing verse. It's from Shataka 5, it's two verses. Verse 37 and 38. Prabhupada Saraswati is envisioning in 37 and 38, he's become a creeper. And Radharani is speaking to the creepers, speaking to the latas. So the verse 37-38, Shataka 5, Srimati Radharani says, O beautiful one, please dance. And hearing this, then as a creeper, I will dance. Then Radharani will say, please sing. And the bees on my petals of my creeper will sing a melodious song. Then Radharani will say, O creeper, please shed some tears. And then some honey will flow down from my flowers. Radharani will say, O creeper, please laugh. And my flowers will burst into full bloom to show that I'm laughing. And Radharani will say, please embrace this tree. Then I'll embrace the tree with the tendrils of my creeper. I'll press my flowers against his trunk. And Radharani will say, bow down to my Prananath. Bow down to my Lord of my life. Then I will fall down on the ground. In this way, I will become a flowering vine. In this way, I will be a flowering vine in Pushpalata in Vrindavan, a flowering vine completely obedient to Radha's every wish and order. Radharani will nourish me by sprinkling me with water from her own hand. That's in verse 38. Shiradiya, Shiradiya Sakara Vihita Sambhu Shekari Pushta. Ambu means water, Shekari means sprinkle, nourish, Pushta means nourish, Sakara. Radha with her own hand, she will nourish me by sprinkling my creeper-like body, my creeper body, with water from her own hand. Sri Krishna will be very pleased, and he will bless me. Krishna will be very pleased, and he will bless me. By saying, Krishna will bless me by saying, may you attain the blessings of my beloved Radha. Mudita Harina Data Kanta Varashi. That's a another translation. I will be nourished by water personally supplied by Shira's hand, and Shihari will bless me by happily allowing me to become one of his beloveds. Datta Kanta Varashi. Varashi means blessing. Datta means give. Harina means Hari. He will bless me by making me one of his lovers. That was a very esoteric verse. Radharani speaking to the creepers. The creepers are responding. The idea is that Radharani speaks to all the devotees in Braj. No matter what form they're in, Radharani speaks to them, whether they're human beings or creepers or latas, and she engages them in the joy of Krishna's love by making them laugh and cry and blossom and erupt with throw bumps of bliss and bow down before the Lord. She engages everyone in bowing down and worshiping her Lord Krishna. But then she nourishes the devotees living in Vrindavan are also nourished by Radharani. They're maintained by Radharani, they're nourished by her. She's sprinkling with her own hand, Radharani sprinkling water. Shiradiya Sakara Vihita Sambhu Shekhadi Pushta. Pushta means nourishing. Radharani's nourishing. So Radharani's sprinkling the water of her karuna. Radharani's sprinkling the water of her karuna on all the bhakta, all the Radha bhaktas living, taking shelter of Rajamandal. Whether men's bodies, women's bodies, creeper, lata, whatever they are. It's very nice to imagine what Radharani is personally with her own hand. Personally sprinkling her mercy on me as I live in Vrindavan. And when I receive the sprinkling of Radharani's mercy, it nourishes me. A beautiful verse. Shiradiya Sakara Vita Sambhu Shikari Pushta. So Radharani is doing that for me. Radharani, she's nourishing me, she's sprinkling her kripa on me. So Radharani is nourishing her devotees, pursing with her own hand. Shiradiya Sakara Sambhu. Ambu means water. Ambu Shekhari, Shekhari Pusha. She's nourished, she's sprinkling. All the devotees living in Vrindavan are creepers of the ocean, or bhakti latas, or prema, we're cultivating prema latas. Now it's a bhakti lata. We got the bhakti lata bija from Gurudev Adiksha. So he planted a creeper of devotion in our heart through his mantras, through his mercy, through his acceptance. And now that devotion, that mood of service and surrender to Krishna is growing in the heart of every bhakti living in Vrindavan or living everywhere. But Vrindavan, especially Radharani, sprinkling the creepers. She's sprinkling the creepers of devotion of every bhakti living in Vrindavan. Bhakti latas. So you and I are all bhakti latas. Radharani is nourishing us, Pushta, with the Kriba, Ambu Kriba, sprinkling us with the drops of her own Karuna, her own mercy, so we can develop our bhajan, develop our bhakti, and develop our surrender. And Krishna is observing all this growth and development and all this nourishment and maintenance and by Radharani. And he becomes very pleased, Vrindaranya Mudita, and he gives us a vara. Vara means a blessing. Krishna gives a blessing to the bhaktas living in Vrindavan. They become his lovers. Tata Kanta, we become lovers of God, we become Krishna Premis. We become Radha Krishna Premis. This is a very nice verse. Text 37-38, Shataka 5. This is another text about Vrindavan, about the prabhava or influence of Vrindavan. And this is Shataka 5. Verse 43. Shrimad Vrindavanasyaiva Prabhavo Yam Mahadbhuta Yatsra Sambandha Gandepi Bandha Krid Rasa Sindhuda. Most wonderful influence, Mahadbhuta, most amazing, most wonderful, Prabhav. Mahadbhuta Prabhav, Mahaprabhav. Vrindavan has Mahaprabhav, Mahadbhuta Prabhav. The most amazing, glorious, incredible power, influence. And what does it do? How does it show the influence? How does its effect is seen? It can eternally bind one. So sambandha gande with anyone, Vrindavan is so powerful and has so much influence and power, it can tie up anyone, bind anyone eternally. Who has any relationship with Vrindavan whatsoever with Vrindavan, and that person will be given an ocean. Rasa Sindhu Da, he'll be given a Rasa Sindhu, an ocean of rust. So Vrindavan will tie you up. Vrindavan's like a Jadawala, like a magician wala. He'll tie you up. You come to Vrindavan, you get tied up by the Prabhav. So Sambandha Ganda, even a scent of it. Another translation. The glory of beautiful Vrindavan, beautiful Vrindavan, the glory of beautiful Vrindavan is what? What is it? It's The glory of beautiful Vrindavan, Srimad Vrindavan, Prabhav, is so wonderful, Mahadbhuta, even the slightest scent of Vrindavan, Abhigande, binds one, Sambandha Gande. So Vrindavan Gande, a slight scent, a slight fragrance, you have a slight connection with Vrindavan, you'll be totally bound up and thrown into an ocean of nectar. Thrown into an ocean of transcendental, ocean of nectar. Rasa Sindhu Da. That's a nice verse for the glories of Vrindavan. So come to Vrindavan, live in Vrindavan, and get thrown into a Rasa Sindhu Da. First get bound. Vrindavan will bind your mind, and Vrindavan will bind your heart, your mind, and bind your aspirations and your desires. Because now everyone in the material world is karma bandhana. Everyone is bound, bandhana, by their karma, their prabdha karma. It's binding everyone with greed and karma, with rag and vesh, rag avidya, avidya avinivesh, asmita, rag and vesh. Hate, love and hate, attraction, detachment, love and hate, intense desire, intense repulsion, all these pushing and pullings of karma. It's all karma bandha, the bindings of karma. But you come here and sambandha, have any relationship, bandha, you'll be bound, and thrown. You'll be thrown into an ocean of rust. You'll drown all your karma. All your karma will drown. All your prabdha karma. All the bijas, all your bijas of your prabdha karma will drown. If you keep a seed under the water and long enough, it just goes rotten. It can't sprout. It submerges seed in water for a long time. The seed will go rotten and get karab and get worthless. Ineffectual, ineffective, unproductive. So the seeds are our prabdha karma, which is abiding us in a karma bandhana of this samsara chakra, this material world of birth and death. All the seeds of that prabdha karma can be drowned by living in Vrindavan, doing bhajan. And you'll be drowned by the ocean of ras. All the seeds of karma will be drowned, you'll be free from the karma bandha, and you'll be bound by love for Radha and Krishna. This is a beautiful verse about the trees of Vrindavan and a beautiful sweet pastime of Radha and Krishna. Just try to visualize this. Close your eyes, listen to this description, and try to visualize Krishna's in the tree, Radharani's on the ground. This is Shataka 5, verse 54. Just worship the trees of Vrindavan. Bhaje tan Vrindavana drum. Under the trees, under a beautiful fruit tree, under a beautiful fruit tree, the most enchanting Radhika stands, showing her beautiful eyes and moon-like face to Krishna. Who is seated up in the tree, and Krishna is seated up in the branches of the fruit tree. Radha points her finger at Krishna. And speak some words, nectarian words. Then Krishna, the beloved of Radharani, Krishna responds by eagerly throwing down some fruits from the tree. So I suppose it was a mango tree, because now it's mango season. So I think it's a mango tree, that's a beautiful fruit. So Krishna in a tree and Radharani standing under a tree looking at him with her beautiful eyes, beautiful blue lotus eyes and moon-like face, effulgent, shining, beautiful, full, love-filled face. And Shyamasundar sitting in a tree. She points her finger at him and says, "Hey, Shyam, throw me some fruits, man." Another translation is here. Standing on the ground, and chanting Radhika, speaks some sweet words and points with her forefinger to Krishna, the best of lovers, who is glancing from above in the branch of the tree with charming eyes. He makes splendid fruits fall to the ground, and his queen Radharani carefully collects them. Please worship these trees of Vrindavan. So this is a nice, beautiful, sweet pastime. Innocent, sweet pastime of the young lovers, young teenage lovers, immortal, eternal lovers, Radha and Krishna, Radhika Shyam Sundar. It's a fruit tree. Krishna climbs in a tree because all the boys, Vrishvasi boys and monkeys are like ek saman. Bacha bandar ek saman. The children and the monkeys have one mentality. So Krishna's like a big monkey. He can climb a tree like a monkey. Because coward boys, they do that. They climb it. They love to climb the kadamba trees and fruit trees. Collect the fruits, knock the fruits down. Shake the tree, collect the fruits. So this is a sweet pastime, Radha Krishna. So tender, so sweet. Krishna's up in the tree. Krishna's climbing up in the tree just to serve Radharani. He's just waiting for her to notice him. He's already ahead of time. He's already climbed up the branches of the mango tree, right next to the ripe mangoes. The mangoes are beautiful, bright yellow, little red color coming, yellow, reddish yellow color, very succulent, full of juice and shiny, and just ready to pluck and eat. So Krishna's already up there, and Radharani's wandering through the mango grove with her manjari, because she heard from one of Vrindadevi's parrots that Krishna was wandering the mango grove. So Radharani came with her manjari, with her Navadasi manjari, Navadasi, Navakinkari, and Radharani just alone. Radharani said, "Come on, manjari. Everyone, all the sakis are busy doing seva. You're not doing anything. Come with me. Let's go wander in the mango grove." And just out down the valley here in Barsana. So Radharani and Navadasi, they wander through the mango grove. And all of a sudden the manjari notices a beautiful rainbow on the tree. Krishna's peacock feather looks like a rainbow. And beautiful yellow dhoti. And Manjari points out, "Radharani, look up in this mango tree, up in the branch right next to all those mangoes. There's your Shamasundar." So Radharani sees that. She glances up with her, looks at her Shamasundar with her beautiful blue lotus eyes, Nilotpala Preksha. And Krishna looks down with eager glance full of love and full of desires to serve Radharani. Because service on the level of Radha Krishna Prema is full of the love on the level of Radha Krishna Prema is full of service. Their eyes and hearts are saturated with service and desires to please each other. So the eyes and hearts of devotees should be filled with desires to serve and satisfy and please each other. And serve and satisfy and please Radha Govinda Yuga. This is bhakti. This is the expression of real bhakti, true bhakti. This is Shatakam 5, verse 58. It's glorifying the birds in Vrindavan, saying the birds in Vrindavan are great yogis. Mahabhudiya Yogi Yogindra Kaga Rupatam Upagata. The birds Kaga means birds, Rupatam, Kaga Rupatam. The king of yogis, the greatest yogis, Upagata, they have come to Vrindavan and taken the form of birds. So after spitting at the four objectives of life, headed by liberation, of merging into the effulgence of Brahman, some most intelligent yogis, Mahabhudiya Yogindra, the most intelligent of yogis, king of yogis, they had taken the forms of birds, Kaga Rupatam Upagata. They're taking the form of birds from Vrindavan and are happily residing in the trees of Vrindavan. And it appears that they're chirping of these birds, the chirping sound of these birds. They're refuting with reason argument superiority of Dharma and Kam. offer my obeisance to that abode of Vrindavan. Tam nomi Vrindavan Vrindatavin. Tam nomi Vrindatavim. Other translation here. Let me glorify Vrindavan. We're spitting on impersonal liberation and all material goals. Certain very intelligent yogis are rejoicing. They have become birds in Vrindavan to stay in the branches of the tree, and they're cooing a tumultuous barrage of eloquent logic that crushes the importance of material life and material work. Great, great yogis. Great yogis, these birds, the birds of Vrindavan, these quail and tota parrots and cuckoos and minor birds and crows and all the different birds of Vrindavan, sparrows, peacocks. They're all speaking, they're all great yogis, very Mahabuddhi, Mahabuddhi, Mahabuddhi Yogendra. Mahabuddhi Yogendra Kaga Rupatama Bhagata. Mahabuddhi, Mahabuddhi, Mahabuddhi Yogendra, Kaga Rupatam Upagata. The greatest, most intelligent yogis, they become birds, and they're speaking against Chatush Purusharta. They're speaking against Dharmart Kamoksh. They're crushing the important, they're crushing and defeating the raj of eloquent logic. They're defeating the importance of material work, karma, and material life. So, devotees are living in Vrindavan. They're also Mahabuddhi, Mahabuddhi Yogendra. They're also the greatest of yogis. Yoginam api sarvesha madgetanetaratama. Sarvan vajato yama. Greatest faithful devotees are the greatest of all yogis. And those faithful devotees, faithful bhakti yogi devotees living in Vrindavan, if anyone meets them, they also decry, they also speak with logic and reason to decry the practice of karma and material life and karma and try to encourage people to get detached and give it all up. There's another verse about Vrindavan, about living in Vrindavan, no matter what happens to me. Whatever happens to me, I'll live in Vrindavan. This is my prayer. This is Satika 5, that was Satika 5, verse 58, the last one. Mahabuddhi, Mahabuddhi, Mahabuddhi Yogendra Kagarupatama Bhagata. The greatest intelligent yogis, They have become Vrindavan, Upagata, they have come to Vrindavan and taken Kagarupatam, taken the form of birds. So this is one about determined to live in Vrindavan. Text 62, Shataka 5. Asatam dharmati kotir. Dushchesta kotir ap yastam. Paributi kotir astu. Sri Vrindaranya mastu te viraha. Even if millions of sinful desires devour me, astam devour, durmati, bad thoughts, sinful desires, durmati, bad thinking, even millions of ill motives capture me, dushchesta kotir avyastam, and even if millions of disreputes, paributi, fall on me, still, O Vrindavan, may I not be separated from you. This is my prayer. Another translation. Let me suffer millions of wicked thoughts. Dharmati Koti. Dharmati Koti means wicked thoughts. Let me suffer millions of wicked deeds. Dush Chesh Cheshta means deed, activities, actions, and Dush means bad. Let me suffer millions of wicked deeds. Dush Cheshta Koti. Let me suffer millions of unkind words. Paribhuti Koti. Let all these calamities fall. But O Vrindavan, please don't let me not be separated from you. That's a nice verse. Live in Vrindavan no matter what. This is Shatak 5, text 71. Kamadi Gada Mudo, Dipsurham Nigama Guda, Sadbhavam Brindaranya Ushitva, Tadkaronaikaiva Tatrame Sharanam. My heart is greatly bewildered by material desires. Kamadi Gada Mudo, yet I desire to achieve the highest mood, which is secret even to the Vedas, Nigama Guda Sadbhavam. Therefore, I live in Vrindavan and take shelter of Krishna's mercy. Vrindaranya Ushitva Karuna Sharanam, Sri Krishna Sharanamama, Sri Krishna Sharanamama, Krishna Karuna Sharanam. I take shelter of Krishna's mercy, living in Vrindavan. Even though I am bewildered by lust and its accomplices, I still yearn to attain a pure love, the Sadbhavam, the Nigama Guda, that is hidden. Guda, Nigama, is hidden in the Nigamas, is hidden from the Vedas. I still reside in Vrindavan. Vrindavan's mercy is my only shelter. Well, that's a fact. Vrindavan's mercy is the only shelter. What we are, where we are, how we are, we should live in Vrindavan. The verse before this is very interesting, verse 70. Shatak 5, verse 70. Kama Krodha Yando, Lova Vasoham Vasami Radha, Radha Kelivane Pram Ichur, Bhavamaho Nasti Me Laja. Alas, I am totally blinded by lust and anger. Kam Krodha Anda. Totally blinded by lust and anger. I'm fully controlled by greed. Lobha Vasho, aham Lobha Vasho. Yet I'm still living at a place of Radha's pastimes. I'm living in Radha Kelivan. And I desire the supreme goal. I have no shame. Even though I'm completely blinded by lust and anger and controlled by greed, I am shameless and continue to live in Radha's Kelivan while desiring to attain pure Krishna Prem. Kelivani Paramachur. Translations, verse 70, Shatak 5. I have no shame, even though I am completely blinded by lust and anger, even though I am controlled by greed, I continue to aspire for pure Krishna Prem. And I continue to reside in the forest where Srimati Radharani enjoys transcendental pastimes. Radha Kilivan. Vasami, 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 I live, I reside. Vasami Radha Kilivani. Paramichur. I'm a itcher, I'm desiring para bhakti, madhurya bhakti, madhurya rasa bhakti. This is Shatak 5, there's two verses Radharani speaking about Krishna, about how much Krishna loves her. It's very nice to hear Radharani glorifying Krishna. There's no greater devotee of Krishna than Radharani. And she's talking to one of her sakis. One day Radharani met her saki in a kunja. She was a vasak sajika. She was eagerly waiting for Krishna to come and play with her. So she said, text 98, Shatak 5. Priya Saki, Mama Vritam Pricha Mam Bhagyam Idrik, Kwanu Mama Katayayam Trayaham Tanvilasan. Shritavati Krameva Shamale Kwasakaham, Kimiva Cha Karoko So Kim Vyadan Nasmarami. Oh, my Priya Saki, don't ask me to tell my story, how I became so fortunate. I am not able to describe my unlimited pastimes to you, because as soon as Shyam holds my hand, I forget who I am, where I am, where I was before, and then I can't remember anything. Radharani says, O Priya Saki, as soon as Shyam holds my hand, I forget who I am, where I was before, and I can't remember anything. So we should pray that Krishna holds our hand. O Shyam Sundar, O Govinda Deva, O Krishna, O Radha Raman, O Giridhari, please hold my hand. Please hold my hand and make me forget who I am and where I was and before, and help me forget everything except your lotus feet. Radharani goes on, text 99, to describe her love for Krishna. Venim gumfati divya pushpa nichaye simate simanyaho sindaram Nidadati kajalamayam nirmati rekam drisho divyam vasayate dukulam asatkrit tambulam avyashayed itambutarati saka tavana mam talpe nidate nidatein gata. Alas, Krishna decorates my braids with transcendental flowers. Veni gumfati divya pushpa nichaye. And Krishna draws a line of red cinder on my hair part. He anoints my eyes with kajal, dresses me in silken garments, and repeatedly gives me betel nuts to chew. Thus, in so many ways, your friend Shyam Sundar shows his love for me. Krishna is so attached to me that he won't even move me from his lap to put me in the bed. Namam Tabai Nidate Ankita. So that's nice. I have some other translations of this verse also, these two verses. I'll read these two verses. Very nice verses. Radharani is glorifying her love. Dear friend, Priyas, O Priyasaki. You're asking me to tell my story, how I have become so fortunate. I shall tell you these pastimes. But who am I in comparison to dark complexion Krishna? They should have held my hand the way he did. What happened then, I can't remember a thing. Right, the first translation is better. This is very sweet note. I'm going to repeat these verses again. Satic 5, verse 98 and 99. Priyasaki, don't ask me to tell you my story of how I became so fortunate. I'm not able to describe my unlimited pastimes with Krishna to you, because as soon as Shyam holds my hand, I forget who I am, where I was before, and then I can't remember anything. Nasmarami. Alas, your friend Krishna decorates my hair braids with transcendental flowers. He draws a line of red sindoor on my hair part, anoints my eyes with kajal, dresses me in silken garments, and repeatedly gives me betel nuts to chew. Thus, in so many ways, Shyam Sundar shows his love for me. Krishna is so attached to me, he won't even move me from his lap to put me in the bed. The beautiful, sweet sharing of two Sakis, Radharani speaking to her Priyasaki. I don't know who the Priyasaki is, Vishaka, Rupa Manjari, whoever. And confiding in her, revealing her mind to her. Guyaki Prachiti, Guyatam Prachiti. Revealing in confidence her, how she fell in love with Krishna and how Krishna loves her so much. Krishna wants us to do all kinds of services to Radharani. Because Radharani's love controls Krishna. Radharani's Prem Vashibhut, her pure love for Krishna controls Krishna. And when she's in a Sudhina Brachika mood of controlling, domineering, controlling lover, when Radharani assumes that mood after lovemaking, and she commands Krishna, oh, dress me up like I was before, put fresh cinder on my hair part, reapply my kajal, you kissed my eyes so many times, all my kajal came off, it's all on your lips now. So put fresh kajal on my eyes, decorate my eyes with fresh kajal, and all of you've undone my braid, tie my beni back again, and all the flowers in my braid were scattered. Go get fresh jui flowers and mogra flowers and weave those flowers into my hair braid. So Krishna does all this and he dresses Radharani in silken sari, and he feeds her betel nuts from his mouth. In so many ways Krishna shows his love for Radharani. He's so attached to Radharani. Radharani's sitting on his lap. Although he's full of loving sentiments, ecstatic sentiments of Bhava arising in his heart, Mahabhava, he's experiencing Radharani's Mahabhava. Still he can't, he's so intoxicated by serving Radharani that he can't even take her off his lap and put her in the bed. This is a very sweet note to end on. This week's Vrindavan Mahimamrita, the sweet amorous pastimes of Radha Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan, and the ongoing teachings and leelas of Radha Krishna showing their ideal, perfect, pure, transcendental love affairs of the supreme male lover and the supreme male beloved, supreme female beloved, Radharani and Shyam Sundar. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Sham, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavindam. Pavana Radhe, Pavana Sham, Pavana Shri Vrindavindam. Vrindavan Mai Mamrita Ki Jai.